What it means is that you can have new runways at Heathrow, a new runway at Stansted, and a new runway at Edinburgh. After that, no new runways anywhere else. And also, really keeping regional airports at their current levels of passenger use. You can't even fly more people from, say, Manchester, Newcastle, Bristol, Luton, Gatwick even, than you do currently.
Why can't you expand regional airports? And why Heathrow and not Leeds, Manchester, whatever?
Well, the Committee on Climate Change does make clear it's not their choice. This is government policy. You could see the government of the day saying, well, this is all about reducing carbon. Heathrow is a long-haul airline airport, so why not limit growth there, because that emits so much carbon, letting it grow, and let the short-haul airports like Luton, indeed Gatwick, Stansted as well, actually, grow instead.
What's been the reaction to this report from environmental campaigners?
Thus far, they seem very encouraged. I suppose that they have to be as positive as possible, because this does say the rate of growth needs to be halved. So their primary response is that the government's aviation white paper, which was produced 6 years ago and is the cornerstone of airport expansion policy, needs to be rewritten. And that's undoubtedly true. That policy catered for huge growth in passenger numbers. What the Climate Change Committee is saying is we need much less. So the environmental lobby is very pleased with this. But I personally am quite surprised that the Climate Change Committee has said, yeah, in theory, you can expand the UK's largest airport.